Last year, Jacquees Clemons was shot and killed by a Metro police officer. Now, Nashville grapples with another controversial shooting. Clemons' mother says the details of this new incident feel familiar. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Sheila Clemons Lee knows exactly how the mother of Daniel Hambrick feels. He was shot late last month by Metro Police Officer Andrew Delkey. Her own son, Jacquees Clemons, was killed under similar circumstances last year.
Dan Dan was her only child, but Jacquees was my only son. It just breaks my heart to know that this has happened again and only 18 months later.
Clemons Lee says she wants Hambrick's mother to know that she's not alone. Clemons Lee's son, like Hambrick's, was shot several times as he ran from a police officer. Both chasing officers said they feared for their lives because Clemons and Hambrick were armed. Both families say they shouldn't have been killed because even if they had weapons, they were not aimed at the officers. Clemons Lee compares that to Waffle House shooter Travis Reinking, a white man who triggered a massive manhunt after murdering four people earlier this year.
You knowing for a fact that he has a loaded weapon on him with ammunition, but yet he's alive, that's when you should have been fearing your life.
Reinking was apprehended without a single shot being fired. The officer who killed Jacquees Clemons was legally cleared of any wrongdoing. Clemons Lee says she hopes that Hambrick's mother will see another result. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.